you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory this morning, Lord. We give you glory this morning. We honor you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we consider you to be the God of breakthrough. Whatever problems, whatever situations, as the pastor said last week, whatever dilemma we are facing, they can't be too impervious to you. You can break through any obstacle, any occlusion, any impediment, any mountain. So today we ask that you do this. Break through. God, help me, Holy Spirit. Woo. Break through in a mighty and a miraculous way. In the name of Jesus, this is your people's prayer. Amen and amen. You may be seated in his presence. Y'all bear with me as it relates to the mass, just another couple of weeks for health reasons, but I think you can hear me anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God. Occasion feel a little discomfort around the throne. Oh, come on now. Because they're going to be praising and magnifying God around the throne. Now, I'm not going to say that's all we're going to do, because there will be assignments even in heaven and in the New Jerusalem. In other words, you better get used to praise. Good God Almighty. If you want to really go to glory, you might as well get acclimated to praise. Amen. And you know, that's the recurring theme. That's the leitmotif that's running through the service. Praise. People talking about praising God or speaking regarding praising the Lord. And yeah, that's the sermon today, praising Him for deliverance. We'll have an opportunity to seal the deal. Sister Sheila said, you ought to expect that it's already done. I'm going to give you an opportunity at the end, Lord willing. Woo! Thank you, Holy Ghost, to praise Him as if it's already done. Woo! God, help me, Holy Ghost. Not just to come to the altar to pray, but I dare you to come to the altar to praise. Praise Him. Again, as if it's already done. Come on, Holy Ghost. We're going to seal the deal by praising God for what we believe to be done. In the name of Jesus. Sister Renee on first Sunday, she may not remember, but that was something she said. Let's praise God as if it's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I'm listening. Might be quiet, maybe not, but I am listening. Praise God. And then even on Wednesday night, as Sister Bernice was overseeing or superintending the Bible study or prayer on Wednesday night, she closed by saying, we aren't going to say anything negative. We're going to go off praising God. You remember, as if it's all ready done. Amen. Praise God. Think that's a word for the church today. We can praise Him for our deliverance as if it's all, oh God, help me, Holy Spirit, already done. They used to sing a song, don't wait till the battle is over. Go on and shout now. Because you know in the end you're going to win. Praise God. I wonder, do I have 2, 3, 4, 4? God Almighty. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah. Now, I'm not saying praise is a cure-all or a panacea all the time. Because the Bible says some things only go out by prayer and fasting. But we can get out of some things if we just praise Him. She says something like Sister Sheila said, but we don't feel as if we're already there. Things come up and we think we delivered and we sense that it's not complete. But I dare you to praise Him for complete and total. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Woo! I'm going to praise him as if my son is delivered. Good God of mine, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm going to praise him as if the cancer is already cured. Praise him for deliverance. Amen. Now, let me just say this really quickly. I think sometime folk would rather be dignified than delivered. If it means I've got to act uncouth, uncultured, ghost, if you will, then I won't do that. I'd rather maintain my dignity and let go of my deliverance. But the thing I like about the woman with the issue of blood, she said, I'll give up all my dignity so I can get delivered. If I got to crawl on the ground, let them talk about me, because I want to be delivered. I can regain my dignity. Glory to God. But let me get delivered. Oh, come on now. Praise his holy name. So we ought to praise him on occasion for deliverance. Let's look at scripture. I'll see how many I can get to today. Exodus 15, and we give honor to the pastors. Exodus 15, 1 and 2. Hallelujah, and all assemble. Told the pastor last week that he talking about Moses. He was speaking regarding Moses, and that was in my spirit as well. And in this sermon, which I start oftentimes a month or so ahead of time, so told him I wasn't copying him. The Lord had us with one accord. Amen. God, help me, Holy Spirit. Amen. So we'll get to what we can get to. Amen. And the Spirit says, stop, I'll stop. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I'm talking about one accord, and I remember also on Wednesday night, which is a blessing. It's been a blessing, but it seems as if God is intensifying that thing to me. Amen. And praise the name of Jesus. And Pastor Michael was, everything he prayed Wednesday was in my spirit. I mean, verbatim. And I said, it was for him to pray, but I knew that that was supposed to have been prayed. Amen. Praise God. Good God Almighty. And so the Lord would even have leadership with one accord. Amen. Exodus 15, 1 and 2. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel. Now, this is on the heels of what the pastor talked about last week. He focused more on what they went through. Uh-huh. Amen. But this is what happened after they got over, if you will. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my deliverance or salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will praise him or exalt him. Amen. Amen. So this is Moses, if you will, getting his praise on. All right, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Let's go to Acts chapter 3. Praise his holy name. Good God Almighty. Yeah, meek Moses. Hallelujah. Said, I have to praise him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said he was the meekest man in all the earth. I looked up that word meek. It didn't mean humble. I mean he was oppressed, weighed down. Hallelujah. But when he came through that, He still gave, he gave God a mighty praise. Acts 3, and I'll just do verse 2 and then verses 6 through 9. I try not to go over 10. So Acts 3, verse 2, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Then let's go to verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Amen. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Wait a minute. All the people saw him walking and praising God. Hallelujah. Acts. Acts 16. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I might need to let y'all come up here. Amen. Y'all preach. Acts 16, 24 through 26. Amen. Acts 16, 24 through 26. Say we with one accord. Acts 16, 24 through 26. Who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks or chains. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Amen. Praising him for deliverance. Praise God. We'll see in the text that Moses praised God for past deliverance. He had come through. He had brought or led out. Pastor said over a million people. Some say two, some go up to three. We'll do what we'll meet in the middle. A million and a half, like the pastor said. He had brought over a million people out, gotten to the other side, and he praised God for what he had done for him. Amen. And them. Amen. In the past. And I say there that Moses set the precedent for praising God when he does something for us. The precedent or the example for us that when God does a mighty work for us, if Moses can praise him, shouldn't we praise him too? If Moses praised him, we ought to praise him when he does a great and mighty work in our lives. So he set the precedent. He set the example. And then we'll see that the lame man shows us the properness of praising God for deliverance. Amen. That it's appropriate. And yes, properness is a word. Shows us the properness of praising God for past deliverance. Notice when he praised God, he didn't stay outside when God delivered him. Some of y'all say, don't take that in the church. It's all right to stand on the periphery and praise him. But he went in the church, in the temple. And he didn't even do it in a quiet way. He was leaping. God, help me, somebody. Walking and praising God. And that tells me it's appropriate. It shows me the properness of praising God for past deliverance. But not only did Moses show us the precedent, and not only does the layman show us the properness for praising God for past deliverance, Paul and Silas, they show us, fancy word, the puissance or the powerfulness of praising God, not for past deliverance, but for past and present deliverance, for what God has done and for what you anticipate him doing. Come on now. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Say precedent, properness, and puissance. Hallelujah. Or powerfulness. Praise God. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. So Moses, praise God, is again delivered through the red, or the Hebrews would say reed sea. Hallelujah. And God works a mighty deliverance in the children of Israel's lives. Amen. Good God Almighty. Thing I thought about, I said, you know, and the pastor touched on it. Aren't you glad that they didn't have to walk through on muddy ground? Amen, amen. So they didn't literally have to be stuck in the mud. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm so glad that God caused that east wind to blow all night long so that the ground could dry up and they could walk through, oh God, on dry ground. And what that speaks to me, or what that tells me, or portends, is that sometimes, and the pastor alluded to it, God works by process. Oh, come on now. He could have just delivered them, but he chose to make them wait all night long. But even while they were waiting, he was working. Come on now. Good God Almighty. The old folk used to say something like this: he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. And sometimes God uses a process to bring us out. Amen. Lord, had you been here, my brother would not have died, or our brother would not have died. But what Jesus said in so many words, I'm paraphrasing, I'm here now. God Almighty. Come on now. And as a matter of fact, it's going to be more mighty now since I waited 4 days late, but I'm right on time, and now I'm going to remove any doubt about whether it's a miracle. Good God Almighty. God said to me just now, the reason it's taken so long, he wants to remove any doubt.
God, help me, Lord.
When he brings you out, that it's a miracle. Come on, Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. So you won't be able to say my ingenuity. Hallelujah. My sagacity. My perspicacity. How smart I am brought me out. Now, nobody but the Lord brought me. Come on now. I tapped out all my resources. God said, yeah, that's what I wanted you to do. You remember that? Again, the woman with the issue of blood. Spent all she had. Amen. But got worse. Hallelujah. But when there's nothing left but God, that's enough. Oh, my God, help me, Holy Ghost. Glory. Glory. The east wind is blowing. That's why it's taking a little time. Because God said, I don't want you to get stuck in the mud. When you go forth, I'm going to lead you on dry ground. Come on now. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I got to leave this alone. Hey, praise his holy name. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, I couldn't give you that thing then because you weren't really ready to handle it. But if I give it to you at the right time, it will be a blessing to you and somebody else. And you'll say, nobody. I feel him here. Nobody but the Lord. But you know what else? Because it's not just about us. They will say, who are looking at you and observing you, nobody. God, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Thought she wasn't going to get up. Thought he wasn't going to make it. Everyone walked away. But here comes God to his or her rescue. It's just the eastern wind, east wind blowing. Sometimes it's a process. God chooses to use a process on occasion to bring us out. And during that process, we are maturing. We are learning. We are growing. Hallelujah. So he brings them out. Without a doubt. The other thing that struck me was, it says the horse and his rider drowned in the Red Sea. You know, I thought about that thing. That tells me that not only did God take care of their enemy, he took care of what they were using to come against them. Come on now. Great God Almighty. That's why he said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And before that, he said, because I created the one who creates the weapon. So I'm going to take care of the one who's using the weapon and also deal with the weapon. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. And when Moses, go on and praise, that's all right. Because I might for you in a minute. Good God Almighty. Bless his holy name. Good God Almighty. Moses seeing all of this. And the other thing it says that the children of Israel saw their enemies' bodies just floating up on the shore dead. Am I right, Pastor? Just saw the bodies. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Woo! He touched my mind. He saved my mind. I'm gonna. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey. Look what the Lord has done. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. And so Moses said, I have to praise him for all the mighty works he's done for us. Praise him for the mighty works he's done in your past. You ought to praise him for every time he has delivered you. You ought to give him praise and glory. And if it was an awesome deliverance, ought to be an awesome praise. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. And not only did Moses praise him. I didn't read this because, again, I try to stay with 10 verses, but Miriam, she got a tambourine. And she got her praise in there, too, and started praising God. Moses' sister said, hey, we've all seen what God has done. And we all need to praise him for the mighty works we've seen in the past. Wonder the day before I move on, have you seen God do a mighty deliverance in your life? If so, you ought to praise him. All right, I'm going to call you. Sister Renee, thank God for you. She said, I'm on the healing side now. A few months ago, that's a mighty work. God, I praise you for the mighty work you've done in the past. God, help me, Holy Ghost. And then Sister Tammy, a few weeks ago, months ago, coming in and talking about back surgery and not feeling that well with the back. But now she's talking about life, God. Long way from back surgery to being a lifeguard, saving somebody else. He's a mighty God. Good God Almighty. And I'm sure she'll praise him for his deliverance in her life, because it could have been the other way. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, you just ought to think about any awesome work God has done for you and just praise him. That's right. Avante gave the testimony, so when he gives it, it gives me license to talk about it. Talking about growing up in the projects. Yeah, but look at him now. God, I feel... He ain't out there shooting anybody. Good God. What he's saying is, I was glad. God help. Avante said, I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go to the house of the Lord. I imagine he's just looking at the clock. On Sunday morning, we've got to get... Good God Almighty, to the house of God. But God did him one better. Gave him a woman that loved God. Yay! One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight. God will do it. He probably didn't see himself here. But look at the Lord blessing him and moving on his life and her life. A mighty deliverance. Satan might have had him with a cell number attached to his name. But God said, no, I got a better number. It's John 3:16. Let me leave it alone. Shoo! God, help me, Holy Spirit. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. It's a mighty deliverance. You ought to praise him for it, as Moses did, setting the precedent for praising God. But then the man, the lame man, again shows us the appropriateness or the properness of praising God for past deliverance. As I said, he didn't, when he got delivered or when he was delivered, he didn't stay on the periphery, on the edge. He went in the temple. But the thing that arrested my attention was Peter and John, neither rebuked him. You know, he went in the temple walking and leaping and praising God. So were it out of order, one would think Peter would have said, no, it doesn't take all that. But Peter didn't say one thing. He knew when God brings you out, you ought to give him praise. It's appropriate to praise him when he delivers you in any venue. If it's in Kroger, I'm going to praise him. Wait a minute. If it's at the White House, don't talk about God because I'm going to praise him. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. If it's in front of some of y'all sadiddy friends, I'm still going to praise him. Oh, y'all don't like me. God, help me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're praising him in Africa, saying he's good. They're praising him in India, saying he's good. They're praising him in China, saying he's good. So if they can praise him in all those different areas, in all types of languages, I'm going to use the one he gave me and give him praise. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm almost finished. God, help me, Holy Ghost. That's why some still bound, because you won't praise him for deliverance. God, I feel a Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. My God, help me. Holy Ghost. You remember the Pharisees said something like that when the people were praising Jesus coming into Jerusalem. With a loud voice. They were praising him with a loud voice. And the Pharisees said, Master. Or they didn't say, they said, Rabbi, teacher, rebuke your disciples. And he said, if they don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. In other words, I will be praised. In other words, there always is going to be a Miss Lottie. Y'all don't have to. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Y'all can be quiet if you want to. Wait a minute. There's always going to be a Mother Scott. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. That say, I will praise him no matter what anybody thinks. Because he's good and greatly to be praised. See, y'all don't remember when I had a cigarette hanging out my mouth and a fifth of wine on the table, or a bottle of wine on the table, fifth of liquor. But God took it all away. I got to give him praise. Come on now. Okay, let me finish this. God, help me, Holy Ghost. You know, one thing I like about Watchman Nee, he hits on some powerful stuff. One thing he said was that pride, one good definition of pride, is pretending to be something that you are not. You know you always been clean. You know you won't have any problems going on right now. When the reality is you barely made it. Your head hurt. Your leg hurt. Your back hurts. But you're trying to look good for people. God, I'm preaching right. Amen. Hallelujah. Pretending like you're living large. Y'all don't like me today. But as my wife say, broke is Joe's turkey. Good God. but you look good. That's pride. Amen. But those of us who know we don't deserve it, but he blessed us. No, we didn't do anything to cause him to bless us, but he blessed us anyway. We're going to give him praise and give him glory. So he praised him in the temple. It shows me the properness of praising God in the sanctuary. The appropriateness of praising God in the sanctuary. Amen. 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 I'm about to close, but it keep coming to me. Where did we get the other part from? When we thought it wasn't. Hallelujah. Praise God. Didn't come from the Bible. Because it said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And you know the curious thing somebody said the other day, the only thing that's not commanded to praise the Lord, the only one or thing is the dead or are the dead. Only the dead, because they can't. But if they're breathing, if you're breathing, you ought to praise the Lord. So he went in the temple, leaping and walking and praising God. As I finish, I look at Paul and Silas. They have a praise that's a little different. A puissant, again, powerful praise, and shows us the powerfulness of praising him, not in the past, not only, but at present. And you know, as I was preparing this sermon, and this is the way the Lord does me on occasion. He took me to a Hebrew word, because some would ask, and I meant to go to it earlier, what is praise? And that's simply thanking God or giving God the glory. But there are about 8 Hebrew words that speak to praise. Someone would speak to praising him on an instrument. Hallelujah, just a spontaneous praise. That's what hallelujah is. But the one God took me to was the one that I was connected my message to anyway. And that word is the todah. Yeah. And the todah means to lift up hands and to praise God vociferously. I want to use loud too much. So I'll cloak it in something else. Vociferously or in a stentorian way. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it means not, but it means also to praise God for what he has done, but what you also expect him to do simultaneous. Good God Almighty. Somebody needs to todah today. Praise God for what you expect him to do. You've already praised him for what he has done. But praise him for a present, right now, deliverance. That's what a todah is. Good God Almighty. So Paul and Silas in jail, we know the story, most of us, or the account, in the inner prison. And I believe they knew that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And they said, wait a minute, we aren't going to fight this thing in the flesh. They were whipped. They were beaten. They were in pain. And they were left in the innermost prison. And they were in fetters. They were in chains. And they still decided to praise God in the midst, yes, Pastor, of their dilemma, in the midst of their quandary, in the midst of their quagmire. They said, we are going to praise God in the midst of what we're going through. Because Paul might have told Silas the quickest way to come out won't be this time prayer, just prayer. But if we just begin to praise, something will happen in the atmosphere. The atmosphere, God help me, Holy Ghost, will begin to shift. Hallelujah. If we begin to praise in the midst of our pain, if we begin to praise in the midst of our heartache, if we begin to praise in the midst of our tears, God will come and see about us. I know you're hurting. I know you're disappointed. I know you're in pain. But I wonder this morning, will you toe down God? Will you give him praise? In the midst of what you're going through, God told me, I believe the Holy Ghost said, and there ain't no big sage and all that. You can debate it if you want, but I think it aligns itself with the word. There's a principle there that when you praise him in your pain, when you praise him in your difficulty, when you praise him in your conundrum, God will come to your rescue. It's a principle. See, sometimes we go the other way. But I dare you to make the devil mad and say, I know I'm hurting, but God is good. I know I can't see my way, but I'm praising him as if my way has already been made. I'm sick in my body, but I'm going to praise him as if I'm healed. I wonder, can you praise him for your deliverance? Do you, oh my God, hallelujah. I know the bills are stacking up, but if you praise him like they already paid, you'll see him make a way out of no way. God, will you praise him for deliverance? Care what you're going through. Praise him in the midst of it. Offer up the sacrifice of praise. And you'll start to see your circumstances and situations turn all around. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of Israel or his people. But really, that's saying he's, if you break it down and go back to the Hebrew, Greek, whatever, it say he's enthroned on the praises of his people. That means he comes and he sits in the midst of the praise. See, praise makes it conducive for him to come and be in our midst. Good God Almighty. So sometimes after we finish crying, we need to start praising. I need a house. And everybody has turned me down. But I'm praising God. Good God, am I for the bedroom? I'm praising God for the stairway I see. I'm praising God that is already done in the name of Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. Bobashe. Now, this isn't prosperity. I'm talking about folk who need something. In a dilemma. If you homeless, no problem praising God for a house in the midst of you being on the street. Because he'll make a way out of no way if you dare praise him. See, it's easy to praise him on the mountain. But how many of us can really praise him in the valley? He said, those of you who will are those who will be delivered. See, I remember a few weeks ago that the lights were out when we came in here and we had to make some adjustments. But I liked the lights being out. I said, that gave me a chance. Say, God, I'm not just praising you when it's light, but I praise you. Come on now. Good God Almighty. Is there anybody here who will praise him in the dark? I mean, you'll praise him at midnight. Woo! And you know what? Because we went on, God just, I believe the Holy Ghost saying to me, if you praise him in the dark, he'll turn on the light. Come on. Good God Almighty. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Praise him for your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that my bills are paid. Lord, I thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Lord, I thank you that my son and daughter are saved. Lord, I thank you that my body's healed. I'm praising you for my deliverance. I'm praising you that Angelica bringing a nice, healthy baby is the... I'm gonna leave it alone. Let me finish. God, I feel him here. Come on, praise him for your deliverance. In the name of Jesus. I mean, if you're serious, is there anybody who will join me at the altar? Not just for prayer, but you will come up and praise God for your deliverance. You just saying it's done. In the name of Jesus. And you're going to praise God that he's made a way out of no way. Anybody know that he's made a way out of no way? And you're not ashamed to praise his name. You ought to praise him for deliverance. Give him praise. And glory. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Seal it. Seal it. Seal it with a praise. Come on. Come on, Avante. Seal it. God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Seal it. Seal it. Seal it. Seal it. With a praise. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hear the earth quaking. The earth is shaking. The earth is quaking. In the name of Jesus. And once it finishes vibrating, everyone's bands will be loose. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Come on, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him. 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 The sanctuary. We praise You in the praise Him. Praise Him. Glory. 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 Praise Him. It's done. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I'm delivered. I'm delivered. I am delivered. In the name, oh my God. Woo! Thank You for my healing. Thank You for my deliverance. Thank You for answering my prayer. Delivered. Deliver! 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 Thank You for my new job. Thank You for delivering me from my old job. And I thank You for a new job. God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. 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 A corporate deliverance. Well, the Bible said when Paul and Silas finished praising, everyone was free. Everybody got loose. Everyone was loose. Good God Almighty. Come on. The jail said, the prison doors are opening in the name of Jesus. And you're coming out in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank You. God, I thank You. God, I thank You. God, I thank You for deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh. Into the house of the Lord. You may return. Praise God. Thank You, Jesus. Woo. Good God Almighty. Woo. Come on, Holy Ghost. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, and we offer unto You. Woo. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifice is a thanksgiving.
Woo!
Of a life. Thank you, Lord. All is alive, alive. Forevermore. Sing it like you mean it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it. We have the victory. Thank you, Lord.
We have the victory.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. His name is. We have the victory. Somebody ought to give them praise. Come on. Come on now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Deliver, deliver, deliver. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just look at somebody and say, I'm delivered. Good God Almighty. In the name of Jesus. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. God, I feel you here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, I utilize. I said, Lord, I'm going to have to practice what I preach. Going to the dentist. Couple of times in the last months or so, and a couple of times I went and they were saying my blood pressure was high. Uh-huh. I said, Lord, I don't really want to take medicine, not that I'm against it now. If I had to, I will, but haven't yet. And they would read, and I said, Lord, I'm going to praise you for deliverance. Amen. Right today, kind of like what a pastor talked about, Pastor Linda, last week. I said, I'm going to praise you for deliverance.
Amen.
And I'm going to believe that the next time I go back, it's going to be much better. Yeah. And I went back, they said, this ain't bad at all. And I mean, it was high, but they said, no. I praised them in advance.
Yeah.
And when I went in this time, it was good.
Huh? Yeah.
See, you got to praise them. One has to praise them as if it's done. It's a praise of faith. Come on now. You say you believe God's going to do something or has done it, and praise him as if it's already done. And I'm a witness. I'm a witness. Good God Almighty. Amen. That he'll come on the scene and cause it to come to pass. Won't he do it? My God, help me, Holy Lord. I believe in that. See, we can praise them for the fellowship hole or whatever, sealant, whatever y'all want to call it. Amen. Not quite there, but all the work has been done. We can for delivering the fellowship hole to us. Amen. But now I'm going in advance. Thank God that ain't finished. And we praise them for that, but I'm praising them for advance. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Now, some say, who going to drive it? God will work that out. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all don't like me today. Amen. Well, I know first things first, but and then somebody can go pick up the people who can't get here. Amen. Praise God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll be the church. We'll be the church. Amen. This is God's miracle church. Let me leave it alone. I ain't talking about no hand-me-down. Oh, y'all don't like me. Let me. I mean, I ain't mad at 2 or 3 years old, but I don't. Brother Herb probably can fix it if it's, you know. But. But nobody's junk. We don't want anybody's junk, you know. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But just try to, I know there's a lot of emotive stuff going on, but try to use that as a principle. Amen. Praise God. And see how God blesses you. Amen. We'll now have, if she's here, our sister will come and give us the notices. And, well, let's do the offering first. Praise God. Let's